is blessed, blessed, blessed. And everything that we've sung and said this morning, and things what Roger said and Stephen said have all sort of, will all sort of seem to tie in, so that's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
And when God pulls a plan together. I'm going to talk about probably one of my favourite chapters in the whole Bible. Lucky for you, I'm not doing the whole chapter. We're just going to do a few verses of it because this is one of those things what could take months to preach through. But we're going to look at Ephesians chapter 1. And I'm just going to read you from verse 1 to verse 8 to start with. Excuse me. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound towards us in all wisdom and prudence. Amen. Awesome few verses, more than I could sort of explain this morning, but we're just going to touch on them a little bit. But before that, I just want to tell you some of the reason why I came up with the title Blessed, Blessed, Blessed. When Alex was just a little baby, I mean really young, not far off newborn, we went to see some people called the Slagles, who were renowned for having a sort of prophetic ministry. It was at Worth School. Sort of went with an open mind. Me and Dan were still quite young then in our married life, and as I say, our Alex had, were born. And we had to get a babysitter for the night, and we had to be back at a certain time. You know, we'd arranged we'd be back at a certain time, wherever it was. And as the night went on, these people would pray, and then they'd like just pick somebody out in the audience, and whatever you call it, an audience, you know what I mean? And just say, oh, so-and-so there. I really feel God is saying this, that, and other. Anyway, the night was getting quite late, and we should have been going, really, but I wanted to stay and see what was going off. And Diane was sort of not pestering me, but saying we need to be off because whoever we're babysitting then is going to be a bit distressed, like or whatever. We'd not really left him that much by then. And I prayed, Lord, if you want to speak to us, it's going to have to be now because we're going. There's no other time. Like, and as soon as the man was, he would like prayed and then spoke to somebody. As soon as he'd prayed, he like, said, oh, that young man there with whatever I'm wearing, which obviously made my hair stand on end, you know. And he said various things about mine and Dan's ministry, what would be, not what was present then or we'd ever done or ever thought we would do, but things that would be done. Quite a lot of significant things which have sort of come to pass over years, but at the end of it, the last thing that he said was, and oh yes, the fruit of your womb will be blessed, blessed, blessed. We got two kids and we thought that's all that we were having. You know, we got a boy and a girl, and really not thought that much about having another child. And yet this man had come and said all these things that he'd said, which were, and then he finished off with, you know, you're going to be, the fruit of your womb is going to be blessed, blessed, blessed. We were going to have three kids. At that time, no plan whatsoever to have any more kids. So you can imagine what a bit of a shock that was, especially sort of, I couldn't believe how God had sort of responded, yeah, you know, like that, to my prayer and knew that we had to go. All that stuff, what was said, were true and has come true without fail. And obviously, as you all know, even the three kids is all That's how it is, and God has blessed us in that way. Were these people con artists or good guessers? Because you see people on the TV that do this type of thing, but you know, they try to work out things like that, don't they? No, they had a message from God for me and Diane, didn't they?
Yeah.
And it was a life-changing thing. And it was God speaking through them to us, saying, as we've sung about this morning, that I have a plan for your life. Yeah. It's mapped out, it's already put in place, and now we have to go and live it. At that time, I would say we were still quite young and still spiritually fairly inexperienced. And even though I've been in church all my life, it doesn't always prepare you for what God calls you to do straight away. He surprises you sometimes. And like I said, those words sort of blew our minds. And I was absolutely astounded that God would speak to us in such a profound and clear way about his future plans for us. We were being called according to his purpose. And one of my other favourite verses in the Bible is the one where I'm going to read you now from Romans, which you probably all know well and have heard loads of times. And we know that all things work together for good to those who are called according to God's purpose. For those I'll read the next verse as well. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Sorry. It says, those were called according to his purpose. And if you dissect that word purpose, it's prothesis, and it means pro is from, and thesis is before. Therefore, a place, a setting forth. The word suggests a deliberate plan, a proposition, an advanced plan, an intention or a design. So we were called with, God called us with an intention and a design and a purpose for our lives that only us could fulfill. Our job as Christians is to try and find God's will for us and live it out, isn't it? That's what we're called to do, wherever it is. And that's all. If we do that, then we can't go wrong, can we? And that's quite easy, isn't it? Or not? When God spoke these words over our young lives, all I could say was why and how could it be? As the song says that we've been learning from Lauren Daigle, how can it be? You know, that God thinks so much about us. How could it be? Yeah, but one by one, the events happened until most of the things have come into being. And I think some things are still to happen. You know, some things were about future things, what we haven't achieved yet. But our confidence is in what God says. And there it is paramount. Me and you have to believe that what God speaks or spoke over you or my life will come to pass, will come to fruition. What God has spoken over your life and ministry will come to pass. God has chosen you, God has adopted you, and God has accepted you, as it says in this scripture. And that's where I've got the blessed from, because we're blessed because he chose us, and we're blessed because he adopted us. And we're also even more blessed because he's accepted us the way we are. I'm going to say this morning that if the things God speaks over your life or has spoken over your life haven't come to pass yet, then God hasn't finished with you yet either. You know, there's still stuff to come. The plan is still in motion. It's never too late, and God's plan is never too early as well. It's absolutely perfect. Let's quickly look at the three blessings in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3 to verse 6. I'm not saying there's only three blessings in this, because depending on how you look at it, there's a lot more blessings, but it would take a lot more time. So I just want to choose the three which are part of my title this morning. Blessed, blessed, blessed. We're blessed because we are chosen, and we're blessed because we're adopted, and we're blessed because we're accepted and forgiven. Just going to read you verse 3 and verse 4 again. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. The thing there is that in verse 3 it says, God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. It's the past tense. Not that when we get to heaven we're going to be blessed by it, or tomorrow, you know, or when we've prayed today, God is going to bless us. He's already blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Before he even chose us, all the blessings of God were already on us. Before he even chose us, just because of the fact that he did choose me and he chose you. Before we did anything for God, he had already put the blessings in place. The Slagles for us is an example of that. You know, that it was already there. The plan was there. And we like to think that we're making our own sort of destinies, don't we? But it's following God's plan. The blessings were already in place even before we knew God's plan for our lives. God knew them. And God has already blessed you and your life and your family with everything in his disposal in all the heavenly storehouses and in all the heavenly realms. He's already done that. It's something that he's accomplished. God isn't only waiting to bless us when we get to heaven. We're already blessed here and now. And heaven will just be a culmination of ultimate blessings. Yes. You know, it'll all culminate in heaven with even better blessings. So first of all, we are blessed because we are chosen. Verse 4 says that he chose us before the foundation of the world. Can you understand that? Before the world was even created, our names was on his heart. Before any atom was stuck to another, before God said, let there be light, that we all know well as the start of the Bible, he said, let there be Stephen and Stacey, or he said, you know, let there be Eileen, or Diane and Mark, or all of us here. Before creation even started, God said, let there be you, let there be me, you know, let there be people here and there. And then he created an environment where we could become and fulfill all that he'd called us to be. The Bible, God's written word, leaves us in no doubt whatsoever that we were chosen to be in the creation and salvation plan at this time and place. And God's plan for our lives will unfurl as we trust him and let him lead us. So first of all, we're blessed because he has chosen us before even he started to make the universe, the whole universe, what we don't really know anything about. God chose us, and he chose you, and he chose me. Does that make you feel special this morning? It ought to do. Secondly, we're blessed because he has adopted us. It's something more. We've been chosen. But more than that, we've been adopted as well. In verse 5, it says, having been predestined to adoption. That makes it even better, doesn't it? The plan was and is always that we would be his children. Not only specially chosen to follow a plan, but also given the whole love and power and safety of being a child of the King of Kings, the heavenly creative Father. Not only chose us, but wants us to grow into the position of being his royal children. When you think about adoption, it means being taken into his family with full rights and equal blessings of any other son or daughter. And it says in the word that we're joint heirs with Christ, with Jesus. Adoption means that we take on God's family name. If you're adopted into a family, you take their name. We're called by God's family name. And let's say, for instance, if God was called God Loveliness, you would be Ray or Julie or Dave or wherever Loveliness. That would be our second name. And that means that we take his name and all the blessings and birthrights and privileges of being God's child. As we've said this morning, the prayer that has been brought was that we prayed the Lord's Prayer. And Jesus says to us, when you pray, say, Our Father. Not starting with God or awesome creator or whatever. He says, pray, Our Father. Thirdly, we are blessed because he has accepted us. Just read you verse 6 to verse 8. To the praise of the glory of his grace by which he made us accepted in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood and forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound towards us in all wisdom and prudence. Verse 7, he uses words like redemption. Don't hear that preached on much, do you? A buying back. Forgiveness and riches of grace, not just grace, but riches of grace, by his riches of grace. God has accepted us just as we were, as we are now, and as whatever we will ever become. He accepts us. He says that he's chosen us and that he's adopted us. And really, God is saying, I'm not bothered about your past problems or your current failings or your future fulfillment of what I've planned. I am willing to accept you just as you are and as you will be. And that means warts and all, doesn't it? It means everything. Because of Jesus' sacrificial blood, we are covered with Jesus' righteousness also, aren't we? We're clothed in righteousness, as in God's word. And what that means is that in God's eyes, we are perfect. You know, we're his children. And we are perfect because we're covered by the blood of Jesus. We're covered in the righteousness that only comes from believing in Jesus and what he did for us. Even though we're still sinners, aren't we? We still do things wrong. We don't get everything right. What it is grace and ocean loads of it poured on us. Not just a little bit. The word accepted is literally graced with grace. You know, endowed, covered, soaked in grace. God's word, it says, where sin abounds, his grace abounds so much more. One of my favourite verses. Where sin and failings and shortcomings occur in our lives, his grace abounds much more and it overwhelms them and washes them away. The ultimate blessing this morning is that we are accepted just as we are by a holy God because of what Jesus did, not because of anything that we could do, not because of anything that we will do in the future, just as we are. So in conclusion, we are blessed, first of all, because he chose us before anything was even made, before the creation of the world, before the universe. He knew every single second of your life. That's amazing, isn't it? We're blessed because he has adopted us as his children, full rights, and has given us his name. We're blessed because he has accepted us just as we are. And God says this morning that I can work with that. You know, I can work with you. Amen. Blessed, blessed, blessed.